Proclamation number 6536 of 30th of April, 1956. Souls in the beyond pay attention to every spiritual work. If you could see the multitudes surrounding you who want to draw nourishment from you, you would be overjoyed to be able to help all of them in their spiritual need. You are truly saviors for them who pull them up from the depths because you can bring them what they can cling to, what gives them comfort and hope and what makes them find their way to me, whom they now strive towards with all eagerness once they have felt the power of my word. Countless souls surround you, and time and again new souls are brought into your circle by those who found help with you and in their gratitude also want to help the other needy souls again. And all of them are only awaiting the hour when you will make contact with me in order to be able to participate in the spiritual exchange. You are constantly surrounded by seeking souls, for the sphere of light in which you dwell attracts the souls, and as soon as you are spiritually active a ray of light becomes recognizable, and the souls are waiting for this, which know that they may receive light and strength from you. This certainty alone should spur you on to spiritual activity, and then you will also understand that these beings constantly urge you and that you feel this as an admonition to work in the vineyard, that you only find satisfaction in this work and want to detach ever more from earthly activity. Spiritual work is blessed 1,000 times over, and multitudes of souls are redeemed insofar as that they now get to know the path which leads out of darkness. It is the knowledge of Jesus Christ which these souls must receive so that they then take the path to Him themselves, who alone can open the gate to everlasting life for them. That is why you should time and again mention the act of salvation. You cannot talk enough about what Jesus has done for humanity. You cannot let your minds wander to Him often enough, so that the souls surrounding you will also turn their eyes to where they behold the cross, where they can carry their sins in the knowledge that He alone is able to redeem them. All these souls eagerly accept the knowledge from you and they do not doubt it either, because they are beneficially touched by all my words, and they believe it, because they at the same time behold a light. Because my word also has the power to accomplish an inner change in them, and because the souls which approach you have little resistance within themselves, because they feel your love which wants to help them and they willingly submit to this love. If you knew what redeeming power emanates from you when you are spiritually active, if you knew how grateful all souls are when they are allowed to gather again in order to participate, when you yourselves are taught through my word or pass on my word, you would only take care of these souls with utmost joy and willingness to help and find far greater inner satisfaction than any earthly work you have done can give you. And therefore you should not grow weary, for this is the only help which can still be brought to the immature souls from earth. Your love shall follow them even beyond the grave, and you shall never cease to remember all those who departed before you into the kingdom of the beyond. Every good thought has a beneficial effect on these souls, and you draw all those close to you and can help them through the transmission of my word, so that they attain salvation through Jesus Christ, whom they now learn to know and love through my word, which is offered to them through you. Amen.